You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review for this week, and I'm really excited about this podcast because it's another one with Everlast, and you know, I'm old enough to have enjoyed a lot of Everlast's career, and just, come on, so many fucking great hip-hop songs.
And Jump Around!
Jump Around. He's
Jump
one
Around!
Of, he's also one of Joe's very good friends. He's been on the podcast multiple times, goes to fights, big UFC fan, and this is really, in a lot of ways, what Joe's all about when he does his podcast is just about getting his closest friends on, the people that he doesn't get to see much, and have good conversations with them. And holy fuck, was this a good conversation. House of Pain. House of Pain.
Now, jump around.
Today, I'm joined by a good buddy of mine, Eddie, who's been on the podcast multiple times. And
Hey, guys, I'm Eddie Vincent. Yeah, you've heard me a couple times.
He was my first guest and most recurring. And Eddie, it's good to have you back on, man. This guy, probably growing up in Chicago, means a lot to you, right? I mean, Boston, Chicago, well, that area.
It's Boston. When they came out in the early 90s, like, Jump Around, I mean, I was like heavy metal, that kind of stuff. And when rap started coming out, but it was like the Beastie Boys, he was like part of that. And but like, you put that on, it was like, whoa. But in Chicago, you know what I mean? Like, oh, did you see in the, you know, in the video? It's in those clubs, it might be a brawl, it might be a fight, you know, but it's still exciting every time you hear it. So now you hear it, I don't know, I love it every time, you know what I mean? Like going, it just brings me back to like,
It brings
being a kid, you know what I mean? You know?
Right, yeah, there's a lot of energy in there. I mean, you watch the video, he looks, I mean, it just looks like the video for Jump Around is just like, you know, 50 guys in a bar in Boston staring at you and waving their hands a lot. I mean, it's the beginning of like a fight for sure.
No,
and
it's a total fight. I love it. But what do you call it? That's one thing I love, especially in Chicago. Everyone's like ready to roll. So it's like, oh man, I can't imagine going to fucking Boston, right?
Wild time, right?
And you put that song on, it's like, oh, I guess I'm in trouble. I better pay my bar tab. I'm about to get my ass kicked.
It looks like a good place to be. They quickly got into talking a lot about social media and like how people are perceived on there, and then really getting into like Kanye and his new types of shoes, Yeezys. Have you heard of these?
No.
Yeezys. These are like Kanye shoes, right? So, but then not just that, but like how the Kardashians, what are they called? Kardashians. How they have kind of just polluted the minds of all the men.
Of course.
In there. I mean, look what happened to Bruce. He's a woman now. How long before Kanye completely I like loses Kanye, you know, his shit?
I was never a fan of Kanye, I'll be honest with you. I was never a fan because he's all like, and do his own thing, but actually, I really like him now. And the funny thing is like
he's a wild man. That's for sure. He's wild.
You know, he's from Chicago, which I like, and he's actually really preaching a lot of stuff like, let's get this done in Chicago with all the gangs and stuff like that. The Chicago's so corrupt. What do you call it? So it's kind of like he's literally going like, okay, what can we do? You know the. You know, right now.
Like, do you feel like he's fixing Chicago or like he's giving a good message?
Kanye?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a fan.
Well, all right. That's important. You're from Chicago. That helps.
You have to fix yourself. You know what I mean? As far as like a lot of things, you know, like we know how we all go. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know,
so he's making a positive impact in Chicago, you feel like?
I'm hoping for that.
All right. I like it. No, let's hope so. I mean, he obviously cares.
And I wasn't a fan before over the years.
Yeah.
And stuff, but actually I am because he's black, he's African American, and he's bringing that positive in the Chicago. Chicago with most killings every year.
It's a dangerous place, yeah.
So nobody does it. Nobody does it. Nobody brings that.
Yeah, well, good for him. That's good. And you know what? They do talk about how much of a lunatic he is, but in the same way, I think they... Joe and Everlast had some real ass, you know, kind of like they did. They believed a little bit in it. Now, so moving on from that, they got into dark movies, right? And movies with like pretty depressing endings because they're dark, you know, in that way.
Of course. Which one do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean,
I have a bunch in my head as we speak.
Yeah. So, they just both kind of talked about how they don't like to watch those anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Because you just leave. There was some, like, Shakespearean Anthony Hopkins one. I can't remember the name of it. But it was supposedly, he's, like, cannibalizing someone's family to someone else.
Yeah, and no, that's
just, like, movies like that. Sometimes, you know, I don't know, Saul did this to me. No, but like, you know that guy in Saul. Your buddy, yeah. That movie was, like, I left there just going, ugh, gross. You know, I mean, good. I like the movie. But...
You know what? No Country for Old Men. Old Men. Oh, yeah. And I know all the guys, they come to the bar and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was about to, like, you know, I didn't have time to, like, come in a sock. You know what I mean? Like, but you know what I mean? It's like going, so what the fuck? I'm like going, so what? So what's the story? Do you know what I'm saying? I need an ending. I need an arc.
Right. But they had just dark movies, right?
It was very dark, yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, is it worth watching? Do you like watching dark movies? I don't. No.
Actually, no, I can't stand it.
No, it's the worst. It just upsets me.
You know what I watched the other day, which I love, you guys, is you're a fan of Mel Brooks and all.
Yeah. Mel Brooks, have you ever seen Spaceballs?
Part one.
The History of the World?
Part one.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Oh, my God. So, I had my bird. Well, can I call her a bird?
Yeah, you can call her a bird. Yeah. Chick.
And I had my chick. She bought it, and she didn't get a lot of the stuff. My God, I'm crying. Like, man, Gregory Hines is fucking doing. I'm doing the jig right now.
The History of the World is very funny. Yeah.
And they were fucking beating off in the beginning. I mean, It's hilarious.
Just a bunch of monkeys. monkeys sitting around masturbating. Even
like, with Cleopatra, I'm going to call it Malakas. Like, oh, she's like, look at the biggest dicks. So they go, yep. The orgy part, she goes, me. You know, it's all like,
it's very
it's all
fun.
Fucking joke around. Well, so now we've all like become so like, oh my God, that's not funny.
Right?
That's hilarious.
It's great. Well, you know, we get sensitive, but this moves into the next interesting bit they were talking about is what it would be like to live in Rome. So, well, because Joe was talking about...
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, he was talking about, like, his workouts and watching the movie Gladiator, and then, like, what it's like to live in Rome in the Roman times. And you think of their technology, it's pretty good, right? They had, like, aqueducts, they had saunas, they had spas and shit. But they were, like, shitting into the street. And it just, like, ran down. Like, Rome stank. Like, that's known. Rome just smelled like, that, like shit.
Like Santa Monica,
and not to say, like, weird, like, little tribes didn't stink more. But, I mean, no city had ever been developed in the world like Rome. So it was like, how do you get all the shit out?
Yeah.
And it just made everyone sick. That's, I mean, it's horrendous. And... the emperors were just killing everyone because there was no accountability. Like, what do you think your role would have been in Rome if you were back there? What would you have been? Politician? Gladiator? Where are you?
Good question.
Where are you sitting? Are you a warrior? Are you fighting the like Germanic tribes? Like, where's your situation?
I guess I'll admit I have my whole life. I don't think I've been up there. I've been up there fighting for the young guy, for the families, and that's just me, you know, fighting for like people who are like the underground, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's just
the
me.
People that need help. I like it.
I didn't grow up like that, so
it would have been fucking wild to live back there.
Though. Oh yeah,
like they're like crucifying people. Imagine that shit. What?
Like crucifying?
Yeah, let them down.
And so you have to actually kill them. And that's Dude, I don't know.
I feel like at nighttime I would have snuck up there and tried to get them out. I guess if there's like Roman guards, you wouldn't. But it just seems like what? We're just gonna let them stay.
A guard for what? For what? You know, like, I want my fucking sister, my brother. I want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know if they're gonna kill you and the rest.
I would have killed.
You know what I mean? Well, then they talked about Japanese toilets spraying water up your butt because Joe has one of those. Have you ever tried a bidet, Ed?
No, but I've seen a glory hole.
Okay, that's different. That's different.
Okay.
Yeah. This is for water that sprays up your butt to clean your butt.
Why can't you just use a napkin?
Well, you could, but this is just how these toilets are. Joe has one. They're pretty amazing.
All right.
You got to try it. You got to try one. Maybe eventually. One day. All right, so record labels. Record labels, and this is like the video we watched earlier. Record labels are kind of tough to deal with for musicians. They
it's unheard of anymore these days.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, but what Everlast was talking about with Joe was they can take a lot of your stuff. They can have the kind of contract that covers, you know, 8-9 songs that really put you in a bad place if they're selling well. So you got to renegotiate and do other things. And this is why Everlast was also talking about that when it comes to streaming, he can make some good money because he owns a lot of the rights to his songs, which record labels kind of, you know, they get from you. You know, with all like the Napster stuff. Remember all the piracy back in the day?
You know, I never did that. I still have my own CDs, cassettes, and all that kind of stuff. going back with Everlast, you know, he's an artist, and one of the things is like it's like Picasso, and like whatever you do your art, it's out there, and it's pretty amazing. And it's, you know, but you still want to get paid for it. And,
yeah, yeah, you want to get paid.
But this, at the same time, as far as like these different guy contracts, these guys should they should have something set up.
Yeah, no, I agree, but it, you know, it's kind of difficult. When people can just download all your stuff. They were also talking about comedy albums. That used to be a thing. Not so much anymore. Joe had a comedy album. Joe Rogan did in the late 90s. But now people want to see more like the video or the YouTube of it or like see the stand-up. You know what I mean? Because it's like people's actions too.
Of course, yeah.
And then they talked...
Like George Carlin. George Carlin's been great.
Exactly. Well, you know, they talked about George, and they talked about how he wrote a new hour every year, which is very difficult. A lot of comedians will say you need more time to, like, work on it, whatever. But someone who was very like, good when it comes to, you know, releasing albums and, like, audio is Mitch Hedberg. Remember Mitch?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mitch Hedberg was, like, the one-liner machine, and that really is the hardest type of comedy to do, but he had so much of that. You know, obviously the heroin helped or whatever he was doing that eventually like killed him, but man, he was able to write so many incredible jokes. And one joke that Joe talked about in the podcast that is one of his favorite Mitch Hedberg jokes, and it goes like this. Let me see if I can get it right. Somebody offered me a frozen banana, but I didn't want a frozen banana, but much later I wanted a regular banana, or something very similar.
It's a joke.
You obviously fucked that up so bad.
It's okay.
That stands for the record. No, that's but right. Listen.
And I'm still thinking about Everlast, what do they call it? When it actually, you know, like when Jump Around came around.
Yeah.
But going back to, what do you call it? sometimes I don't know what it's like to sing the blues. It's Whitey Ford Blues. It's such a great album. It really is. And
what is that? The whole name of that song?
Everlast. It's a
what it's like to feel the blues.
Yeah, but it's called the whole album's called Whitey Ford sings plays the blues.
Oh, Whitey Ford. Yeah, yeah. That's an incredible album. No, but for sure.
I have to jump around actually doing what even every party, everything is they're playing your song and you're not getting any money for that.
Yep.
You mean think about that. And so that's a pretty badass fucking going, Whitey Ford plays the blues. It's always things, you know. But yeah. It's like you're not getting a nickel. It's like I talked to Huck today, the other day. He's like going, how much is 500 downloads, you know, Huck is.
Yeah.
And he got, I think, 20 cents.
That's crazy.
That's insane. For artists.
So a professional recording artist that you know. Yeah. Had hundreds of thousands of downloads,
half a million plays,
and he got paid what?
Like half a dollar.
A dollar? Yeah, no, well, this is what that. Everlast was talking about this. He was talking about how fucked up that is. And it seems, it seems like these...
Everyone stole your music, your art.
Yeah.
It's like doing a painting, and it's like going, you can't... I mean, it's great to be like to have your painting there, but when you're fucking just want to like have a sandwich, or maybe have a soda, yeah. And like you can't.
It seems crazy that they pay so little for
you're the artist.
Music, yeah. I don't know how they get away with that. I really don't. It seems unbelievable. But anyway. Also on the podcast, they talk about a lot of supercars, and one funny story that comes up. So Everlast had like an Audi R8, which is a pretty sweet car. Yeah, he used to be able to get out to Vegas in like 3 hours. Like 3 hours, he could just crash out there. Like he would drive like $130 to get out there, and then they watch a very funny video. Of a GM exec crashing a new Corvette, which is a pretty hilarious YouTube that. That's great to watch. Because at the end of the day, anytime a corporate exec does something really stupid like that, we've got to enjoy it because corporate shit is bullshit.
Yeah, and I totally concur. And I totally I enjoy watching like that stuff on video.
And then they get on to Elon Musk. So Elon Musk was on the podcast with Joe Rogan recently. He smoked weed. He sent out a tweet that said that his stock was going on sale for $420.
I remember like hearing about that.
Yeah, so he made a joke about $420 because he smoked weed on Rogan.
Yeah,
and the SEC fined him $25 million, and he paid it. So that joke that he made after going on Joe Rogan cost him $25 million. How much of a goddamn baller do you need to be paying $25 million for a joke? Like, goddamn Elon Musk.
It's like going on Sesame Street. It's like Miss Piggy is like, you know, whatever, or Kermit's gone gay or something. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, it ruins everything. So the whole Sesame Street, the stock goes to fucking the ground.
Yeah, but for a joke. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I know.
For just the ridiculousness of like, all right, we're going to try something new.
Miss Piggy went gay.
Yeah, and then just everything collapsed. The whole thing. Like, wow, we just tried to make it funny.
And Miss Piggy is now Lizzie.
Yeah, and he took a massive gamble, and I love it. I think it was fucking... awesome. So anyway, guys, that's it for this week, and thank you so much for listening. As always, thank you for tuning in and writing your reviews, and just keep throwing me questions and comments and anything that you find interesting for the Joe Rogan Experience for the week, and I'll review it and go over it. So thanks, guys. Love you lots. Peace.